You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there's, well, I didn't mention the middle selection, which I'll do now, in order, because I took the break after the second selection. Let's go with the one before the break, the Anachronic Jazz Band. And that's that. Then I played that just because I occasionally like to annoy everybody at the same time. So that there's plenty in there to offend both traditional jazz fans and modern jazz fans. That was Giant Steps, played in the style of King Oliver, it sounded like, 1976 on a CD compilation called Anthropology, if you can find it. It's out there. Anachronic Jazz Band from, there was a group playing in France, and they were playing essentially bop selections in that style. Anachronistic styles, I should say, and we're the shop for anachronologists, so why not a few anachronisms along the way? But I like that. Yes, it sounds. I like the chords work. It sounds old. It doesn't sound. It's tangy, tanginess. I love it. And after the break, you heard Molly Ryan, I Was Lucky, from her CD Songbird in the Moonlight. That was recorded in 07 and accompanied by Dan Levinson, Kevin Dorn, Mark Shane. If you haven't heard me recommend this to you before, I'm going to do it now. This is a CD that belongs in every home, and I urge you to go to the link on Radiola blog and get it, because Molly Ryan is one of the finest vocalists now working. So by all means, pick that up, and you will be glad that you did. And then I say that with emphasis. This is Radiola, and I'm emphasizing that we have to. No, I'm lucky to be doing this, but I'm also trying to do some good here. I'm trying to pick up the mood a bit. So, as it darkens outside, and it gets dusk falls around 4 o'clock. You want to have a little bit more lightness and fun in your life. And speaking of lightness and fun, here's comedy. This particular routine was also used by Laurel and Hardy about 20 years after this. But this is 1912, and it's Joe Weber and Lou Fields. And yes, the drinking scene.
Well, Mike, ain't you glad you come to Paris to spend your vaccination?
Oh, it's very magnesium here.
Ain't it grand?
Fine.
Have you got any money?
Not a cent.
You ain't got any money?
No, buster.
And I'm your guest. Are you thirsty?
No, not a bit.
Sure?
Sure.
I could love you for those boys. I'll tell you why. You see, I've only got 5 cents, and I'm dying for a glass of beer. Now, it wouldn't look nice if both of us were walking to the bar here, and one of us drinking the other ain't. So when we go inside, I will say to you, what are you going to have?
Uh-huh.
And you say, in sort of a careless way, ooh, I don't care for it. Then I will say to the bartender, give me a glass of beer, and I will drink the beer, and he'll walk out, and he won't know whether he got money or not. You understand?
Yeah.
Will you do that for me, please?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I'd love you for that.
Yeah.
Now, when we get inside, I'll say to you, what are you going to have?
Yeah.
And what do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
Oh, I don't care for it.
Oh, God, I love you. Now we try it.
Yeah.
See, something in my heart tells me you're not going to do this right.
No, let us try it on the outside, then we know what we're going to do on the inside.
That's a good idea. Now, we check this out here.
Yeah.
Now, we will imagine that here is the bar, and here's the rail that goes on the bar. Over here is free lunch.
Free lunch?
You forget that. Don't go near the free lunch. And here is 2 doors. Now, remember, the bar, the railing, the free lunch, and the door.
And the free lunch.
And the free lunch. Now, what are you doing? Now, what are you going to have?
Margarita.
Oh, go on, take some.
No, I wouldn't.
Ah, come on, be a sport.
No.
Take something small.
Well, I take a small bottle.
What? Small bottle with my 4 or 5 cents?
Well, what do you want to coax me for?
I wasn't coaxing. I was only making a bluff.
Well, I don't take any bluffs. Why don't you say what you're going to have and don't have it?
I'll say anything I like.
Please.
And all you'll say is, ooh, I don't care for it.
Ooh, I don't care for it.
Now, try it again.
All right, try
now, what, it again. What are you going to have?
No, I don't want it.
Oh, go on, take something.
I don't want it.
Come on, take something.
Well, I take a cigar.
What? A cigar? You want to point up my 5 cents?
Why, do I got to give up smoking, too?
If you don't give up smoking, I'll have to give up drinking.
Well, I got to look out for myself.
Mike, please, I beg of you, do me a favor. Use your brain. Remember, you don't drink and you don't smoke. And you don't eat. Now we go in. What did you say?
I said what you said I should say.
What did you say? What did you say?
Oh, I don't care if I do.
Oh. And the bartender gave you the glass of beer, and I had to say, ooh, I don't care for it. And I got a place that would sink a ship.
Thank you.
there's Ted Lewis on a Columbia 78, which has the rather cryptic title, Number One. And it's a nice tune. And, you know, it doesn't get revived much because, you know, you really need the room for that one. And, you know, a band going at it in the right room, you know, it's very impressive. But that's Number One. Before that, William H. Wright's Dance California. Those orchestra bells in 1913 recorded so beautifully on an acoustic machine. I can't believe how clear they sound. There's just something about the way those recorded on an acoustic. The acoustic apparatus wasn't great for everything. It didn't treat pianos very well, but those orchestra bells sound vital on that recording by William H. Wright. And beginning with Joe Weber and Lou Fields, The Drinking Scene, 1912. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and looking out for Number One. We're going to continue with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1929. Just Say It's Me. Thank you.
let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow, to have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
Charlie Strait, another selection from Rivermont's That's What I Call Keen. Hobo's Prayer from 1926. Hot stuff. Before that, the Majestic Dance Orchestra, which according to the dance band discography was Sam Lannon, although the master numbers are contiguous with those done by Harry Salter. And I'm not sure who Andrew Lawrence is, because I have no idea. He could be anybody. Those who are versed in vocalists will know and will enlighten me on that point. Love Me or Leave Me from 1929. And Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, Just Say It's Me, 1929. This is Radiola. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm no hobo, and maybe I haven't got a prayer. I don't know, but I'm trying to warm up, trying to cheer up, trying to lighten up the atmosphere here with some pleasant stuff. And even if I haven't got a prayer, here's Lee Morris, My Idea of Heaven, 1927.
Is there such a place on earth as heaven? I really think it's true, since I found you. Oh me, oh my dear, my idea of heaven, heaven, heaven is to be in love with you. Oh me, oh my dear, my idea of paradise is in your eyes. They're like the skies of blue. I seem to listen to angels whenever you sing. If that isn't heaven, it's just the next thing. Oh me, oh my dear, my idea of heaven, heaven, heaven is to be in love with you. Now I got a shoe, you got a shoe, all God's children got a shoe. But what good are my shoes to me, unless they walk me straight to you? That's heaven, 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 heaven. I've got some arms, you've got some arms, all God's children got some arms. But what good are my arms to me, unless they hold your loving charms? That's heaven, 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 heaven. I've got some lips, you've got some lips, your lips surely are divine. But what good are your lips to me, lest you press them close to mine? That's heaven, lordy, heaven, lordy, heaven, heaven, heaven. I'm living home, you're living home, all God's children got a home. But don't you think it's time for us to build a home that's all our own? That's heaven, heaven. And there's one thing more, I seem to listen to angels whenever you sing. Say, if that isn't heaven, why, it's just the next thing. Oh, me, oh, my dear, my idea of heaven, heaven, heaven is to be in love.
Controlled by destiny, a victim of law, when my heart commands, I must obey. 100 million lovers love to resolve, each in a special way. I hear them rave about the stars and the moon. They're so useless when it starts to rain. I'm satisfied to love from June until June. Surely that will explain. leaving my kind love one way to paradise. My kind of list, your kind of list. When love comes feeling, encourage that feeling, my kind of love one way to paradise. And hug me and squeeze me, my kind of love, one way to paradise. My kind of love, your kind of love, keep me believing, although you're deceiving, my kind of love, one way to paradise. Your kind of lips, when love comes stealing, encourage that feeling, my kind of love, one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, don't be undone. And hug me and squeeze me, my kind of love, one way to
yeah. allow me near you. You're the one that I care for, and every moment I'm caring more. I hope you care for me.
Belle Baker in 1931. You're the One I Care For, off a nice sounding Brunswick. Yes, Belle Baker. For that Edith Evans, not Dame Edith Evans, but the American vaudevillian who worked with pianist Ray Meyer, as indeed she did on this side from 1929, My Kind of Love. Beginning with Lee Morse, My Idea of Heaven. And she's playing her own guitar there, I can gather. Very pleasant sounding there on that Columbia. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr. doing what I can here. And that's all I can do. If I tried to do any more, I'd strain myself. Frank Banta now in 1930. What's the Use? Off Rivermont's Upright and Grand.
Thank you. I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day here where the whispering waters play. There's a whippoorwill, he's calling you. By a waterfall, he's dreaming too. There's a magic melody Mother Nature sings to me beside a waterfall with you.
Clyde McCoy and his orchestra, and say what you want about Clyde McCoy, he did have a good band. Tear It Down from 1933 off of Mellotone. And I think that that was dubbed, but the dubbing was so good. It sounds really, really good. I didn't think they dubbed things that early, but apparently they did. Before that, Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra, Ozzie was singing it there for you. By a Waterfall, which you wouldn't want to be right now, but you can always think about it. And maybe that'll make you feel a little less cabin fevered. And that was also from 1933. Was that? That was from Footlight Parade, I believe. Wasn't it? Those who know will write. Beginning with Frank Banta, What's the Use, from 1930. Very nice sound there. We're going to continue on Radiola with some hot stuff to warm you up. Here's Miff Mole's Molars in 1927, The New Twister.
Thank you.
Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, a take that I had not heard before, and I just found this. I'd only heard the other two takes, but this is good. Nice sounding. Apparently not very common either. Just right, and that's makes you feel just right, doesn't it? Before that, Miff Moll's Molars, The New Twister, 1927. And Miff Moll, who did he have on that? He had Eddie Lang and Vic Burton and Dick McDonough. Oh, Arthur Schott, Adrian Rollini. Oh, yes, and Fud Livingston, and this is in the Red and Miff. What a sound. Great group. Amazing group. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm... I hope this is the audio equivalent of sunlight therapy for you. You can go out and get one of those expensive lights. No, just turn this thing on and listen. And it may have the same effect, or at least I hope it does. And we're going to finish with one of my new favorites among vocalists. I seem to be finding a lot of her records here and there. It's Kitty O'Connor in 1926. And a nice way to finish. I'm on my way home.
I was blue and melancholy, and I knew that it was folly to be feeling so sad. When I ought to be glad, so I sent a little letter, off it went. I'm feeling better, thought I'd answer today. Everything is okay. Why is the sun shining brighter? I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home, I'm on my way home. Why did I buy something nice at the store? Something that he'll adore. Can't you guess who it's for? It's for someone with hair growing wider. He's happy because I'm on my way home. Packages of every size. Here's a half a dozen knitter ties for my brother and another. Here's a parasol that's very plain for my pretty little sister Jane. Here's a nifty little walking cane for my father, but I'd rather not tell you what. But there's one package more that I bought at the store. Can't you guess who it's for? It's for someone with hair growing wider, who's happy because I'm on my way home.